Late last week, Representative Rick Larson from Washington sent a letter to President Obama urging him to prevent development of a mining project in the Bristol Bay region that would threaten the fishing industry in Washington state. Larson notes that many small business owners in his district in northwest Washington fished during the summer in Bristol Bay. As a matter of fact, 28% of all Bristol Bay permit holders come from Washington state, and a recent study from the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research shows that over 3,000 jobs in Washington state depend on the Bristol Bay fishery. In his letter, Representative Larson asked President Obama to move quickly to have the EPA finalize the Bristol Bay watershed assessment and to not allow the Pebble Mine to further threaten the economic sustainability of fishers in his district. Many fishermen and fishing organizations have been lobbying Representative Larson to weigh in on the issue, including the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which held their annual meeting in Dillingham Saturday. One of the fishermen who's been lobbying Larson to take a stand on the issue is John Fairbanks from Bellingham, Washington. He sits on the board of directors of the BBRSDA.
That was just last week that Congressman Larson wrote that letter. It also goes, Jamie Herrera Butler wrote a letter, and she is a staunch Republican, if not
a Tea Party, right?
Yeah. So she wrote a letter to asking the same thing. So we have some definite bipartisan coalition here. Right, a Tea Partier and a Democrat, both writing letters to Obama. And Ben Blakey and I had the opportunity last week to go down and actually meet with Governor Jay Inslee. And he's super busy right now, but he carved off about 20 minutes of his time on Saturday. And we gave him the facts about the mine. He was aware of it, but not completely up to speed on what's going on. So he's asking us a lot of questions about it. And our question to him, we have a consultant, Strategy 360. We had one of their consultants with us too, and our goal was to ask him to co-sign a letter with Governor Kitzhaber from Oregon to ask Obama the same thing. So this has all kind of happened in the last 2 weeks, which is just really strong for our fight against the mine.
Rick Larson represents the 2nd District of Washington, which includes Bellingham and the surrounding areas of northwest Washington. In an email message sent to the membership, the BBRSDA asked 2nd District fishermen to send an email to Representative Larson thanking him for his support of the Bristol Bay commercial salmon fishery. Larson is not the only member of Congress to write to President Obama about the Pebble Mine issue. On Monday, 5 senators from Washington, Oregon, and California wrote to President Obama asking him to consider stopping the proposed Pebble Mine. The senators believe the mine could impact the commercial fishing industry that many residents rely on for part or all of their income. Senators that signed the letter include Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray from Washington, Jeff Merkley from Oregon, Dianne Feinstein from California, and Barbara Boxer from California. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.